So let's review. After concluding in the previous daf that a Jew must be mevar chametz that is set aside to feed the king's army because he's responsible for it, our daf begins with the following shaila. An animal that is subject to a tax, in which as Rashi explains, Hamelech neitel iser min habehema min hatvor, the king takes 10% of the animals or produce, is it subject to the halacha of bechayra, giving the firstborn to a kohen? The Gemara elaborates. Matzim esalgle bezuse, where one can satisfy the tax obligation with money equivalent to the value of the animals, he is certainly obligated in bechayra, because the nachri is not considered to be a partner in the bechayra. He merely has a lien on the animal which belongs entirely to the Yisrael. Loi matzim esalgle bezuse, where one cannot satisfy the tax obligation with money. Rather, he must give the actual animals. This is the case of our shaila. Chayeves bebechayra, is it subject to the halacha of bechayra because even in this case it belongs entirely to the Yisrael, albeit with a lien? Or, ein chayeves bebechayra, it is not subject to the halacha of bechayra because it is yad nachri b'amtza. The king is considered to have a share in the bechayra and it therefore has no kedushas bechayra. In the first version, Rava answers, Petura, in this case he is indeed exempt, and as explained before, it depends. Matzim misalakli bezuzi, where he can pay money chayeves bebechayr, because it is not yad nachri b'amtza. Loi matzim misalakli bezuzi, where he must give the actual animal, ein chayeves bebechayr, because it is yad nachri b'amtza. In the second version, Rava answers, behemis arnuna petura min habechayr. It is exempt from bechayr even in the case of matzim misalakli bezuzi, because as Rashi explains, t'cholkama dole solke yodei shaycha bebehemis. Until the tax is paid, it is considered as the king has a share in the animals, with an option that a share can be bought. Isis arnuna chayeves bechala. Dough subject to the king's tax is always chayev and chala, even where le matzim misalakli bezuzi. And as Rashi explains, because of gzeir d'rabbanan. Midai raisa, one is pater from both chala and bechar, where it is yad nochir b'amtza. Because the Torah says regarding Bechar, Kol Bechar be Yisrael, the firstborn of Yisrael. And regarding Chala, Arisei Seichem, your dough. However, since Isa Lesley Kala, people are not aware of when the tax was collected, they might think that it has already been collected as grain, and the dough is entirely his. Therefore, the Chacham obligated him to separate Chala even before the tax was collected. Behema Isle Kala. In the case of animals, it's known whether the tax has been collected, and there is no need for the Gzeira. The Gemara goes on to discuss three cases where a non-Jew's chametz is in the Jew's home. First, nachri shenichnas lechatzeri shel Yisrael ubitzeka biyadoi ein zaka levar. If the non-Jew walks into a Jew's house holding his chametz, there's no requirement to ask him to leave. Second, hifkidoi etzloi zaka levar. If it was left with the Jew for safekeeping, and as Rashi adds, kibla b'chrayis, the Jew took responsibility for the chametz, he must destroy it. Third, yichid loy bayis ein zaka levar. If the Jew designated a spot in his house for the non-Jew to put his chametz there, he does not have to destroy it. Even though we generally assume schiris leikanya, a person's rental of a location does not make it his, and that spot is not the rishos of the nachri, but rather of the Yisrael. However, we learn from lo yimatze that if the chametz is not matze biyadcha, not found in the rishos of the Jew, he does not have to destroy it. Rashi holds that this is an exemption because of lo kiblu alav. In the case of Yichud Loi Bayis, the Jew did not accept Achrayis. Tesis holds that even if Kibul of Achrayis, he's exempt because it's considered Ki'ilu Kibul of Achrayis Al Chemtzei Shol Nachri Bebeisei Shol Nachri, as if the Yisrael accepted responsibility for the Nachri's Chametz in the Nachri's house. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, HaMaitzi Chametz Bebeisei BeYamtiv, Koyful Av Ezekli. If a person finds Chametz in his house in Yamtiv, when he cannot burn it, he should cover it with a Kli so that he does not inadvertently eat it, Rashi explains. He's not over Bebal Yirah because he was Mavatl before Yomtiv. Similarly, Amar Yehuda Marav, Chemtzei Shel Nachri Oitzu LeMechitza Asar Tfachim Mishum Heker. In the case where one may keep the non-Jew's chametz in his house, as in Loi Kibul of Achrayis, he should put up a partition around it to remind him not to eat it. Rava adds in both cases, if the chametz belong to Hekdesh, these extra measures are not necessary because Mivdel Bedili Minei, the person is used to avoiding the Hekdesh all year round. Amar Yehuda Marav, one who leaves town, if it's more than 30 days before Pesach, he does not have to destroy his chametz before leaving because one is not obligated to think about Pesach so far in advance. If it's within 30 days of Pesach, he does have to destroy his chametz before leaving because he is obligated to think about the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. There are two opinions about the circumstances of this halacha. Abaye holds that this distinction is only when daitoi lachzer, He plans on coming back on Pesach. But if ain't daiti lachzer, he does not plan on coming back, he does not have to destroy his chametz even when leaving within 30 days. Rava holds that this distinction is only when ain't daiti lachzer. He does not plan on coming back on Pesach. But if daiti lachzer, he plans on coming back, he has to destroy his chametz afilim Rosh Hashanah, even when leaving a very long time, a lot more than 30 days before Pesach. The Gemara explains the significance of Shleishim Yoyim. Shoylin v'doshim v'hilchas ha-Pesach koydim ha-Pesach Shleishim Yoyim. We must start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Shaharei Moshe imid b'Pesach Rishon u'mazor ha-Pesach Sheni. Since Moshe taught the halachas of Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon, which are 30 days apart, b'shim gamli elayim ha-shtei shabbasis, 2 weeks, shaharei Moshe imid b'resh ha-chaydish u'mazor ha-Pesach. Since Moshe taught the halachas of Karban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. From the pasuk that serves as a source for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion, we also learn, Ein muktim u'me'ucha b'Torah. The Torah is not necessarily written in chronological order. Rav Papa adds, that holds true only b'trei inyani. Rashi says b'shtei parashis, which is understood as either two paragraphs or two topics. Al b'chad inyana, ma'idim muktim muktim u'ma'idim u'ucha m'ucher. But within one inyan, the Torah is written in order. Otherwise, we would never know when to view something as a klal prat, a general statement followed by a specific statement, or a prat klal, a specific statement followed by a general statement. We now come to the well-known sugya of habaydik tzarech sheyevatel. One who did bedikas chametz must also be mevatel, nullify the chametz. The Gemara explains, the reason cannot be mishum pirurin, because of crumbs that were probably missed in the bedika, because halei chashivi, the crumbs are insignificant and are automatically considered nullified and ownerless. Amar Rava, gzera shem yimotze gluska yafa v'dayte eloi. Rashi explains, we're concerned that he might find an appetizing piece of chametz and delay a few moments in destroying it, which would be a violation of balira b'yimotze. Once, however, he is mevatlet, there is no violation. He will not be able to be mevatlet the chametz when he finds it, because he might find it l'achar zman isuri, after chatzais. And once chametz becomes asur, we are no longer able to be mevatlet. D'amar Rav Elazar, shnei dvarim einan b'shus shel adam. There are two things that one does not own, v'ha'asun ha'kasav ki'ilohen b'shusay, but the Torah holds him responsible as if it belonged to him. Ve'elohen, b'ri b'shus rabim, v'chametz m'shei shalis alamala. They are, first, a pit one dug in the public domain. Although one cannot acquire parts of the b'shus rabim, he's held liable for resulting damages. Second, chametz after 6 hours of the day. Since chametz at that time becomes asur b'hana, one may not derive any benefit from it. It is ownerless, and it can no longer be mevatlet.